This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The bowl season meets the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Rose, sugar, cotton, and orange. The quarterfinals start tonight in Dallas.
It's Division I football!
With Oregon and Texas Tech on deck tomorrow morning in Miami. This is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl Preview Show.
From the shotgun, back to throw. Going deep down the right-hand side. Got Benson. He's got it. Touchdown! Malik Benson, a perfectly thrown ball.
With Andy Dirk Johnson, Anthony Newman, and Jason Sukanik. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew, original Irish whiskey. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. What's happening, everybody? Editor Johnson, Jason Sukanik, Anthony Newman hanging out with you, talking some ball for the next 2 hours. Miami and Ohio State tonight. We'll get to that game at some point. I'm curious to see how that one plays out. We'll get to the other CFP semifinal games, including Lane Kiffin being that weird ex who, like, won't go away. Did you see the story that he's trying to get in the broadcast booth tomorrow night?
There is six.
For the Ole Miss Georgia game, and they're like, what? Yeah. What are you doing?
And there's six LSU coaches that are coaching Ole Miss.
And they're tampering, and it's just, he's going to show up to the game with the governor of Louisiana to watch Georgia?
He's different. He's different.
Lane Kiffin sending that 2 a.m. text going, you up?
You up? Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to come party with me?
I did not think I could root against LSU more.
With Brian Kelly?
I can't stand Brian
Kelly. When he murdered a kid?
And then, he is just everything I dislike. And I'm telling you, somehow LSU became more unlikable.
They found a way.
To be more unlikable. Well, I hope that thing craters.
Usually you don't have two of the multiple flips of a storyline where Lane Kiffin was so unlikable in the early parts of his career. And then he got to the point where you're like, Lane's kind of funny, man.
He's fine. All right.
And now he's doing all this again. And you're like, dude, you had your redemption arc. You were back. You went A-Rod. Gone. You went, who are the other guys?
Hold that Reese Bobby. Things were going a little too well, nice, so you had to get thrown out of an Applebee's.
I'm not hanging out for the rest of this dinner at Applebee's. So when you look at Texas Tech's offense, let's break down that side of it. I've gone back and watched a couple of games this week, and there's not a lot that stands out to me other than shot plays. Yeah. They're going to take a lot of shot plays.
Run a lot of go balls.
Get ready. Here we go. And Anthony, this is your expertise, obviously, right? As a former secondary guy, And we know that Oregon's secondary has been really solid this year. I think you could also add the caveat, kind of know what we've done with Texas Tech a little bit, of how many elite passing offenses have you faced, right? There just hasn't been a lot. Iowa, Wisconsin, a lot of teams in there, Northwestern, that just can't throw the football. Oregon State couldn't throw the football.
That Northwestern kid, I don't remember what his name is. My
God,
goodness.
He was bad. Yeah.
Can you not throw a 10-yard out without, air under the ball?
The answer is no.
He's throwing back shoulder on 7-yard outs.
I think Wisconsin, I went back and watched that game. I think Wisconsin had one completion going into the fourth quarter, right? Now, weather was a part of that. So this isn't the best passing offense that you face, but the game that I would go to is the USC game. We're down there, and we knew, hey, USC's going to take their chances. They're going to take their shots. Are. And not only did they complete a lot of them, but Oregon committed a lot of penalties in that game. And I think that was a message probably from the USC staff of, hey, keep an eye. These guys are going to get handsy, and you got a lot of flags that came out. You got really inexperienced corners who are now going to be faced with another offense who is going to try and beat you over the top consistently. I'm just curious where you're at on Oregon's secondary, how they handled that first, you know, challenge in that regard, and where you think they're at going into that tomorrow. Because if you could take away the deep ball from Texas Tech, you could stop this offense.
Well, you're right. And when you look at this offense for Texas Tech, they live on the explosion play. Yep. It could be a long pass, you know, to one guy. Well, there's several guys, but one guy is the key guy, Caleb Douglas. And then Cameron Dickey is a running back who can take off, and he can take it 60 at any point. So as you line up, and Suk, we're talking about, you know, I don't know names, I know numbers. So I'm telling my defensive guys, when number 5 comes over here, okay, Brandon, you go over there with him. Okay, Finney, you have 5. It's a matchup game here because they have one good receiver. The other receivers are they're good players.
Yeah, Virgil's a good player.
But the guy that the go-to guy, let's take him away, okay? And we have a corner that can take him away. And then let's focus on the running game. Let's focus on the running game and getting to the quarterback. Yes, our corner may get some help. Sometimes he might not get some help. But at least we know we have a guy on number 5, because we're all looking at number 5 now. Where's 5 at? Oh, there's 5 over there. That helps us a little bit take away some of the field. And then we can concentrate on that running game, because the running game for them, again, it's not, okay, let's just march 15 plays, maybe, you know, 12 plays. No, it's 2 plays, bomb. Or it's hand the ball off and this guy out takes it 70 yards. That can happen. We cannot do that, because if their defense, we have to outplay their defense. Their defense is better than ours. Say that. Hey, that defense is better than ours. We on today, on New Year's Day, we have to play better than them. No doubt about it. So let's take away their best threat. The running back, okay, we know the quarterback, he touches the ball every offensive snap, so we don't take him away. We got to take away the running back and their best receiver and attack that offensive line. That's how you defeat this team. We want them to have that 12-play drive, because when they get to the red zone,
they can't score.
They don't know how to score. They can't put the ball in the end zone.
Against BYU, who's good, not great. Oregon's defense is so much better than BYU's. They kicked 11 field goals. They attempted 11
in
field goals
games.
In two games. I would also like to point out
that was the whole theme going into the Big 12 title game, was we were to leave our kicker on the sideline. They came out in the first half. He missed one, made two. Like,
their offensive line commits ridiculous amounts of false start penalties.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the worst in the country. A lot of holding calls, negative plays that shoot themselves in the foot. It's not an offense that is equipped to go down the field. And I don't know. Again, this is just me speculating. But I wonder if they really think offensively that Texas Tech is going to play them into a pretty close game, that this game is going to be played in the teens or the 20s.
Sure.
What they did against Washington, what scared them about Washington? Damon Williams and Boston and all that. They came out and Oregon played a light box the entire game and said, if you would like to run the ball on us on first down, be my guest.
Yes.
But you are going to have to go 15 plays against us, and we are convinced that your quarterback will turn the ball over.
At one point.
You will make a dumb penalty. Yes. We will get a negative play.
That's right.
And you can't march the field down us. And so people looked at Washington and said, well, they ran the ball for 5 yards of carry against us. And Oregon looked up and go, cool, you scored 14 points.
Yeah.
I wonder if Oregon just doesn't play, you know, because they play, you know, Thieneman as a linebacker, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they don't just shade two guys to number 5 and say, you're not going to throw go balls against us. We're not gonna blitz you. You're not going to throw your dumb screens against us.
Yeah, right.
Cool, you want to throw screens against our zone? Be my guest. Welcome to 4 yards. And you are going to self-sabotage. You're going to kick field goals. And we're going to play you into this box. And also, their quarterback will turn the ball over.
Yes, he will. Yes, yeah. He will.
He just will. And it's not the most accurate guy in the world. And I don't know if that's the way they're going to do it, but I can see a world. If Texas Tech comes out and like Washington, and you're like, oh, they're running the ball for 4 or 5 yards a carry, and then you look up at half and they have 9 points or they have 17-7.
Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on. I am not convinced that Texas Tech's offense, who I am not in love with at all, as much as I respect Texas Tech's defense, that is how little I respect Texas Tech's offense. Yeah. I wonder. I'll be very interested to see what Tosh LePoy and Dan Lanning think of it, because when I watch it, I come away with one thing, but again, I'm not a defensive guy. I'm not watching all the tape. I don't know what my strengths and weaknesses are, but I don't think that this offense poses a ton of challenges other than don't give up a dumb big play.
I do fear the explosion plays.
Yeah.
Because that's what they live on.
That's what they live on.
They live on that.
And they will take them.
They will take them.
And young corners who can get handsy in those moments balls in the air and you grab.
This is where I'll respect Texas Tech. This is how, like, they're like, okay, if we have to kick field goals and we get turnovers with some of those long throws, they're just long punts. They're arm punts. Yep. Texas Tech is just like, okay, we don't care. They get, on average, about 4 to 5 more possessions per game than the average football team because of their defense with three and outs forced turnovers.
Yeah.
So Texas Tech almost just is like, we don't care. Yes, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. Yes, we may turn it over. Yes, we're not the most accurate team in the world. But they're so reliant on their defense that they're like, eventually we hit those shots.
Hasn't bit them in the ass yet.
It hasn't.
No.
Yeah. It hasn't, other than Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Which was the backup quarterback.
Yeah, Terrence Carter's a good tight end, too. Like, he can move around a little bit. I think Oregon has the advantage, obviously, a tight end in this game. But he's a guy that can give you some problems. I was going back and watching the Big 12 title game this week, and I was just laughing because, I think we were live on the air. No, we weren't doing anything. I didn't watch that one live. I was doing something with a kid. But I went back and watched it, and there were 4 or 5 throws on the first 3 drives from Morton, their quarterback, that could have been picked. You're laid over the middle, and it's a ball that's behind the guy, and he tips it up in the air.
I'm telling you.
And BYU guys were right.
He is boomer bust. Yeah. They will stand back there. What is it? The Red Raiders, like the pistols up? Dude, they'll throw the ball.
Yeah.
They don't give a rip. I've seen that Morton guy, dude. It'll be a cover 2 high look, and he doesn't care.
Yeah. He's throwing it.
Yeah. Like, you don't throw over the middle in cover 2.
I'll do it. That's how I'm gonna do, baby.
Hey, the whole shot. No, there's no. Watch this.
Yeah.
Go long.
I'll give him credit.
Toast.
They are not fearful of the toast call.
No.
They'll throw the ball on you.
It's one of those things, a lot of screens, too.
And that's why I wonder, too, if you can just put pressure on the front four and you play zone behind, it's hard to hit screens. Screens are against a team that is really kind of heavy, that are coming downhill. And Oregon doesn't blitz a lot. They haven't had to.
Yeah. No, they haven't. And that's, it's just being interesting, too, because if Oregon, when they turn the ball over, when their defense forces turnovers, they come out immediately and just start taking shots.
Yeah.
So it's something you got to be ready. Like, all right,
be
if there's
aware.
A sudden change, be aware.
Be aware. Here comes something.
Rodriguez gets a tip and someone gets an interception. Understand. Toast. Someone's throwing.
I got a fun game of Deal or No Deal I'm going to play with you guys, of just kind of storylines going into the game, different factors, and, do we make a big deal out of it or not? We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. We're back after this on the Fan Sports Network.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl preview show on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew, original Irish whiskey. Hanging out with it. You guys got anything fun planned for New Year's Eve? You do anything big tonight?
No.
The only question I'm asking is if I'm going to make it to midnight. That's it. Yeah, now. That's all I got at this stage of life. Okay. I got to wake up at 4 a.m. every day, and I got a 2-year-old at home. So, you know,
we'll probably do the New York one
at 9 and act like it's midnight. Like it's be midnight. Like, hey, look at that. Andy Carson. Hey, thank you. All right.
Okay, go to bed.
See you next year.
9:15.
I always felt like that was the bastardized holiday for people on the West Coast, though, because then when midnight comes around, I feel like they just air the same thing. We don't have any, like, New Year's celebrations.
Same thing.
So there's midnight, and you're like, hey, that's Times Square. That happened 3 hours ago, man. I don't get my own ball drop. You don't do something new for me. I've already watched this crap.
See, and at least when
ago.
The kids were young enough, you could fool them.
Yes.
By thinking that nine o'clock was the midnight. Like, look, you guys, you made it.
I don't understand time differences. I think Sooks is going to be a little bit different than ours. You could have some fun tonight.
I like to go out a little bit. You know. I'm a bit of a barman.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
I'll be back at that stage in life in 15 to 20 years. Yeah, it'll take me some time.
Yeah, I'm on the
cycles.
Yeah, I've cycled through it. So
most of the kids out of the house.
You got time on your hands again, baby. Yeah.
So we like to have a good time. The pages of my story are unwritten.
Yes.
My best nights are usually the ones where I just kind of let the night determine what happens.
See where things go, man.
There's probably, you know, maybe a couple places in my future. We'll see what happens.
It'll be a fun night, man. I'm starting potty training for a 2-year-old tomorrow.
There you go.
Life's going great. Everything's wonderful.
I have a buddy of mine who's in his 50s, and he just got remarried to a gal with a 4-year-old.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Back in
like you
welcome back
up,
into that life. Like you thought you were done.
Yeah, you open up his car, and there's like a car seat in the back. What is happening?
Crumbs everywhere.
Okay, I went to a birthday party the other day at Big Al's for his daughter. And I was like, what is this?
Like, what? I thought I was done with this 15 years ago, man.
What are we doing?
What the hell?
Yeah, bad dream?
Yeah. I can't bring myself to do it.
It's going to be fun. New Year's Eve. We got one game on tonight, and we'll get to that at some point here in the final hour of the show. I'm trying to get Georgie on, but Georgie's out going for runs in Miami. He won't text me back. So time will tell on that one. You guys want to play a fun game of deal or no deal? Can I throw some deal or no deals at you?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay. Deal or no deal for you guys. We talked at length about this last year. Not as much this year because Oregon's on the other side of it now. The layoff for Texas Tech. Their last game was the Big 12 title game, which was, first weekend of November or December, right? Week after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was the week before the Army-Navy game.
December 5th, 6th, somewhere in there. So about a month off,
December 6th was the last time Texas Tech played.
So that's the last game that they played. Deal or no deal, the layoff for Texas Tech?
I think it's a deal. I said it last year with Oregon. I don't think it's as big as anyone makes it out to be. Look, Oregon didn't lose to Ohio State last year because they had a month off.
No.
They lost to Ohio State because Ohio State was a buzzsaw and it caught you sleeping and, you know, it happens. I think it can be a factor.
How challenging is that from the coach-player standpoint of, like, you play every week.
Yeah.
And then you go from play. Landing, by the way, he's been harping on this the entire time. He's like, why are we not playing these games every week? Why are they not on home campuses? Just go play like every other playoff.
It's the challenge of the coaches trying to figure out what you're going to do for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, do you give them a lot of time off, no time off? How physical are you during practice? Or do you have a scrimmage? Or wait, do we get somebody hurt?
Yeah.
That's the hard part. And then I think it's a deal because it's a fact. It's not, you're right. So, yeah, Ohio State last year, no one was beating them. I get it. But if you have two teams that are pretty even and you haven't played in a while.
And they played 2 weeks ago.
You're going to be rusty. Yeah. Just like when you have a bye. Yeah. You know, when you have a bye, yeah, you're getting everybody healthy. Everybody's all healthy. Let's go. But all of a sudden, you get out there and you got rust, and now you're down 14 points. We're like, oh, let's shake this off. We're a little bit too late against another good football team.
Right. All of a sudden, you're down. Yeah. You got to dig out of the hole.
I always didn't – like, the first game of the year or, you know, a bowl game or whatever, I always joke that nothing ever fit right.
Yeah.
Right? My knee braces as a lineman, right? Like, they didn't feel right. The game pants fit different than your practice pants. Just your game jersey, you're like, it takes a little bit to kind of get into it. And I actually saw that Lanning was like, you know, they had the they had a practice at in Eugene.
They did a mock game.
They did a mock game.
Where the motorcycle came out.
The whole thing.
And yep. I think it's funny because I was talking to Lanning once on air about that, and I was joking. I said, as a player, I hated it. And I said, it wasn't like I didn't know what I was doing or that the rest. I said, just everything felt weird for about half a quarter. And then when I saw him doing that, you know, I was like, well, there you go. I'm not the only one that feels like that, obviously. And so, you know, the fact that you're mitigating that, and we'll see how Texas Tech handles it.
Yeah.
You know, they've never been here.
No.
You know, and that's the other one. Like, most of these guys last year played in one of these games. Texas Tech, this is kind of new charted territory.
Yeah.
So isn't it an advantage? Sure. Do I think it's the deciding advantage? I'll never say that something like that is the deciding advantage. But as Anthony said, when a coin flip or it's going to come down to a very close game, and I think this is going to be a close game.
Yeah. Maybe a slow start dooms you because you're rusty.
I'd rather have that. But I would also – there's a difference between – because Lanning said he was glad they had the week to play. Yeah, it's because you were playing James Madison. If that was Notre Dame,
you feel a little bit different.
So if you ask me, I get a bye and then play Texas Tech, or I have to play Notre Dame
and then play Texas Tech.
I'll take the bye.
Yeah.
James Madison.
Yeah.
And then, I'll take James Madison. Yeah. Those are two very, very different scenarios, though. So be careful with the bye is the end all to be all. It's all fun and games saying, we'd like to play an extra game until Notre Dame or, you know, I don't know, whoever, like, who else would have been in there that was Vanderbilt or something comes in. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God, now we're in.
Now we got to play this game.
Now
we got to go play another game next week.
Yeah.
It'll be curious because last year in that quarterfinal round, and now it's obviously different because the four byes went to conference champions last year and they changed that. You had all four teams who have byes lose. Now, two of those were ASU and then Boise State.
Boise State, which we're
going to lose either way. But, Georgia go down to Notre Dame. Yeah. And I think that game is in New Orleans. And then Oregon obviously got waxed by Ohio State. Deal or no deal, the idea of Oregon's coordinators working two jobs at the same time.
I don't love it, but this is the reality of what you're dealing with. I think it's mitigated by the fact that Lanning did it at Georgia. I think you have a bunch of psychos there at Oregon that are going to be that are going to be dialed in. But you know, push comes to shove. No, ideally, do I want two guys there? Well, it's two guys, and I think it's seven staff members.
Oh, it's
so
they're losing a ton.
I love that? No. Again, will I use that as an excuse if they lose? No.
Yeah.
But there's not a person on earth that thinks that that's ideal to have nine guys that as soon as this season is over are leaving to go take a different job. No, it's not ideal, but that's just the reality of the stupid calendar that we deal with now in culture.
But work with. I will take those guys and respect those guys staying until the end.
For sure.
Yes.
See, that's the problem that I have when guys leave.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now your whole coaching staff takes off, but yet your team is still going somewhere. You're going to play, and the coaches are gone. They're like, okay, well, who's running things here? What's going on? And then, so now you left us. All that stuff you're talking about during the year.
All that commitment, all that time, that teamwork.
Yeah, we do it together. I'm in it for the long run. Let's go.
And next thing you know,
let's go. You walked your ass over there. Excuse my language. But for these guys to stay, I mean, and I get it. It's hard for them. I mean, you know, and they want to be a head coach. And I'm going to be the head coach of Kentucky and Cal. Yeah, but I committed to these guys until the end. So I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Win or lose. You
win or
do
lose,
it.
I'll take it.
And Taj talked about it. You know, he said that there were opportunities he got to be a head coach where he said it was a deal breaker for the schools that were interviewing him. And yeah. he said, I'm not going to leave the team. If you want me to leave, then that's fine. You got to go find another head coach.
Okay, yeah,
and Cal was willing to work with him with it and Ron Rivera. And well, both fan bases have kind of turned into Oregon fans.
Something tells me that if one of those guys is not dialed in, something tells me that there might be another guy in that office, like leering over your shoulder, shining style. Kyle hopped up on Zen and God knows how many White Claws monsters or whatever he's drinking. Something tells me that may be a motivating factor to maybe stay focused
engaged
on the task at hand. Sure, that's the guy I want to let down.
Yes. The other idea of it, too, that's interesting is that, well, one, if they win the game, I almost feel like it becomes a bigger deal because you know what opens up the day after this game?
Oh, I know.
The transfer portal
that
opens up the next
crazy.
Day. So that's when you get to the point where you're a week out from playing a semifinal game while those coaches are trying to build their rosters at the same time.
You
just can't do it.
Terrible.
You just can't do it.
Come on, yeah.
But the other part of it that I guess, I don't know, eases me a little bit is the idea that it sounds like, now, I don't think Oregon's confirmed any of this, but all the reporting has been they're both hires will be in-house promotions.
Yes. Yes.
That Drew Maringer will be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. And Chris Hampton.
And Chris Hampton will be the defense coordinator.
Yes.
So having both guys on staff, I'll take a little bit of that weight off your shoulders because I'm going to be doing the job in a month anyway.
And that's what happened with Georgia and Lanning.
Exactly. They promoted the next guy,
and there was some debate. Yeah. I don't know if Lanning kept calling the plays, but they were able to split the load.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take a little bit more on, and you go focus on trying to build the roster. Yeah. And for Lanning, it wasn't quite the same NIL portal era where guys were, the portal wasn't open up in that same spot. Challenging. Last one I'll throw at you, because we do this all the time in the regular season, probably different now, but it is a 9 a.m. body clock start time.
Yeah. I think at this point you have a team that knows how to prepare for this. Mm-hmm. Again, is it ideal? No. None of these things are ideal. But you deal with them, and I think you have a coach that is has made it abundantly clear there will be no excuses, and that guy will not he will flip over every stone to give his team an advantage.
Yep.
So, again, given your choice, would I rather play on a 12 o'clock body clock?
Sure.
I think Lanning has known that this game was going to be early and is going to be prepared, and they've been there for enough time. It's not like you're having to get there the day before. They've been there for a while. I just don't think these things are going to be massive differences.
Yeah, the environment and the time is always a factor, but it's not a major factor in the reason why you lose. You're playing on grass, because that's going to be new. I mean, you don't play on grass a whole lot.
Not a lot this year, no.
So you're playing on grass, and you're playing at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, really, it's, for them. I mean, it also depends on how long have they been in,
I think they got in 2 days ago, I think.
Two or three days ago,
somewhere around there.
Your body can adjust a little bit and get used to it. And
they practice in the morning too all year. They're a morning practicing team.
And as ex players, I used to like the early games. I want to get up, go eat, and go play right now.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bother me at all. It's the night games that I didn't like. Waiting. And then now your mind's going crazy because you're thinking about everything.
You watch all the other football games are happening.
True. Give the choice between playing on a 9 a.m. body clock
or 7:30 or 8.
We played a lot of Thursday night. We were like one of the first Thursday night teams. We played a lot of Thursday night games, and that stunk.
Yeah.
Because you wake up, your body clock wakes you up at 7:38 in the morning, and you realize you're not kicking off until 8:30 at night.
I got 12 hours to go.
Like, we'd stay in a hotel, and then we'd go back to our house sometimes, or like they would try to take us to a movie or whatever. I'm so with Anthony. I would much rather wake up, get some caffeine in my system, do whatever that is to get up. Your adrenaline's going to wake you up,
as
opposed to sitting around all day and trying to figure out what to do with yourself.
Yeah.
Wake up and go. What is it? Wake up, breakfast, kick ass?
Kick ass, it's Atlanta, Eggs, bacon, go whoop some ass.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, why not?
I would be curious. I want to talk about this, too, of just the environment there. Like, all these games should be on home campuses. The playoff would be so much
better. One of these games is sold out?
It's not. You can get into the Orange Bowl tomorrow for under $30.
Yeah.
No.
Under $30.
Yeah,
$30. It ain't
got to
be a sellout. Why would you? I mean, if you're an Oregon fan, you'd think, all right, we're hoping we're going to win the game. I just save up for Atlanta in the next round
or Miami
for a title game.
Yesterday when I signed off, I was on StubHub, and it's not a great seat. It was in the upper bowl, but with fees and everything on StubHub, I think it was $37.
Unbelievable.
$37.
Ooh. Unbelievable.
Average ticket price across the four games to get the average get-in price of the four games, I think, was $87.
That's insane.
$87 was the get-in price average for the four games.
Yeah. It used to be totally different because you'd save up and go to a national title game or a bowl game, and that was the end of your year. Or in the 14 playoff, it was a semifinal game that you would go play. And then, hey, if I got the money and then go to a title game, I can. But now you got two more games after this.
That's right.
And the next two are in Atlanta and Miami if you keep winning. So, I mean, might as well just, you know, fly to Siberia at this point to play a college football game because it feels like that's the trend. Let's keep going on a couple more angles of this game. In the final hour, I do want to start breaking down some of the other matchups, get your guys' thoughts on what the rest of the slate will look like, including tonight's Miami-Ohio State game. What we're back at, I think there's a Sports Center here. We're way off. I think Russ is saying, Here's Jeff Russ with Sports Center.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl preview show on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Orange Bowl preview. Special three-hour show for us here today, brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Can't wait, man. Tomorrow, what a day. A lot of these complaints about the format and scheduling, I'm with all of them 100% about how dumb it is. There's no sport that kills their momentum more than college football, where you have this like crescendo in conference title week, and you're like, this is incredible.
And then you stop.
And then we wait 3 weeks to go play again. And then we go. But I will say the one silver lining of it is tomorrow. And having 9 a.m., 9, 12, 30, and 4, or whatever this late is throughout the day. I mean, that's just a park your butt on your couch, sit around and watch football all day, baby. It's going to be fun.
If the Ducks lose.
Then I ain't watching football.
You're not doing the whole day.
What's the Winter Classic game tomorrow? I'm going to watch hockey.
I know how you are.
You can't watch a hockey game.
They're playing in Miami.
It's in Miami.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, you could watch the Orange Bowl and the Winter Classic if you're down there the same day.
There you go. If you're down there hanging out in Miami.
See, this is the nice part because I'm like a soulless entity. Like, I don't really have like a rooting interest.
Yeah.
Hey, just sit back and no matter what happens.
Enjoy the show, baby.
You ain't going anywhere.
Andy's like, no.
No, I'm out.
We got to win this so I can have a good day.
Then I get to sit up. I've always said this. There's no better feeling than like when your football team plays on a Friday. You get the random Friday night game, and you get a win, and it's out of the way. And then you wake up on Saturday morning, and it's a full slate of college football, and you're like, I got no stress today. It's great. My team's already got a win. We're good to go. Watch everybody else freak out and panic the rest of the day. So that's just, if Oregon wins tomorrow, it's going to be the rest of the day for me. You get it out of the way, and then watch everybody sweat it out.
I love watching games with Andy. So, you know, and the reason why, okay, when you get, you know, you're up there and we're in the press box, or if I'm even in the stadium, and you get with people and they want to talk and they're talking and I'm trying to watch the play and watch Andy doesn't say a word.
No. He's just
sitting there and he doesn't, and then he doesn't get too happy or too sad. He's just sitting there. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I
just love watching games with him because we're the same. We're both quiet and we're just sitting there going,
it's nothing worse than when you're watching football games and people want to like talk your ear off. But there's nothing worse than
deep down, Andy's dying inside.
I know. That's what I said.
Like, the only reason I'm doing that is because I'm in the press box and I'm frowned upon to have visceral reactions.
You can't say anything.
That was that. Can't let one of those out in the middle of the second quarter. But gonna turn around and say, "Who the hell was that guy?" But there's nothing worse than being with the person that's like, I get invited to go watch parties occasionally, or yeah, you want to come over? I was like, no, because I know there's gonna be two or three people there that don't care about the game as much as I care about the game, and you're gonna start having a conversation with me like somebody's wife in the third quarter will be like, wow, those are cool helmets. Like, no, not right now. It's 3rd and 9. What the hell are you doing?
3rd and 9.
What are you talking about, man? Supposed to play 3rd down and turnovers. These are important downs. Come on, baby. Can't be doing that.
I love it.
Anthony and I sit next to each other. It's usually about 4 or 5 elbows a game. That's kind of what
we do. That's exactly right.
Here we go.
Well, maybe next year, if I come down and join you guys, I'm just going to talk to you guys
the entire game. Sit down in between.
I'm just going to start chatting about the most mundane.
I'm going into another booth.
Start talking about that mundane crap.
I'm going to
Jerry.
Have
you guys started watching Stranger Things yet?
Have you seen the finale? Could you believe it? What a crazy show. What a crazy ending.
By the way, I looked it up right now. StubHub,
what's it get in price?
$38 right now to get into the Orange Bowl. $62 to get into the Rose Bowl. You can go watch
the Rose Bowl.
You can go watch Indiana, Alabama. Indiana, who hasn't been to a Rose Bowl in a gajillion years and arguably the second biggest brand in college football.
Have they ever played in a Rose Bowl?
Alabama?
No, Indiana.
Oh, maybe. No, maybe
I'm,
back.
I'm going to Google that. I'm curious.
So.
But isn't that crazy? For less than $65, you can get in and see that game. So to your answer of, do these games need to be on home campuses? The answer to that is yes.
Yes.
One other time, January 1st, 1968.
Yeah, you would,
is their only other Rose Bowl
appearance. You would think that ticket would be a little more expensive.
That is a weird one for me, yeah. Because like I imagine tomorrow, I don't know how you guys feel. I think Texas Tech's probably get outnumber Oregon fans. It's easier to get there.
I don't know.
The alumni base is largely in Texas, I would imagine, right? You're Dallas Houston, and that's just it's easier to get there to Miami than it is from Portland or, you know, West Coast base. People who went to Oregon. I'm sure Oregon fan will travel well. There's always, there's a ton of, I think we've seen this when they've gone on trips in the Big Ten where we're realizing how many people live in Chicago and on the East Coast.
Thank you,
and they're closer by and you can now go to those kind of games.
Right.
But I'd imagine there's more Texas Tech fans there,
probably.
But maybe Duck fans surprised me a little bit. The Indiana Bama one's shocking to me that's not more expensive to get
in. I mean, I was looking at, because I always am intrigued by this. So when I was looking at the home field tickets, For round one.
Right.
Oregon's was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
You could have sat between the 30s, 20, 25 rows up, and it was for less than $100.
Yeah. Right.
That same seat at Texas A&M was $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
It was even the Ole Miss one, it was like $1,200. But that Rose Bowl, so I said that's the get-in price, but I'm looking here, and again, this is secondary market. Yep. By the way, there are tickets you can buy for face value. But I'm looking here, looks like it's row 45 on the 50-yard line of the Rose Bowl.
Good seat.
That was originally listed at $700. It is now down to $3.
How about that?
What?
Which, because you can see where the price has been slashed. Yeah, they have slashed that thing down to $300, and it's still available for sale.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the Texas A&M game was couple grand, and the Rose Bowl game for that roughly that same seat
$300.
Is $300
$300 to get in.
Something's broken there.
So, you're right.
At some point we have to
start fixing problems.
There's a lot of problems that need to be fixed. That's a lot of problems that need to be
fixed. You mean having the free agency periods in the middle of your playoff run?
Yeah,
I think the NFL should try that one out. NFC title game and guys going into free agency.
it's just
I'm not playing.
It's so silly, and you're asking players, and I don't fault anyone, but you're asking a player that knows, and this is the ugly part of the portal, and look, I'm not calling anyone out, but when Lanning got here.
But you are.
But okay.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah. Well, when Lanning got here, right, there was a mass exodus.
Yeah.
I think they got rid of, 35, 40 kids?
Yeah.
Those kids didn't choose to leave.
The vast majority of them were.
They were told by the new staff,
yeah.
You are not going to play here.
Right.
And the vast majority, I think there's 3,300 kids right now in the portal.
Yep.
60 to 70% of those kids are not.
No.
They're not choosing this. So we like to focus on the kid that's out there looking for $750,000 or $1 million. But what we don't focus on is a kid that chose to come to Oregon or chose to go to USC or chose to go to Alabama. And he got there for a year, year and a half. And for whatever reason, whether it's his fault, not his fault, maybe he didn't work hard enough, maybe he's just not good enough.
Maybe he got injured.
Maybe he got injured or whatever. Yeah. But that coaching staff came to him and said, you need to go find someplace else to play.
Yes.
Like we all, you know, whatever you think of Deion, you know, when he came in and said, you got to go find somewhere else to play.
Yes.
And everyone kind of killed him for that. That goes on just in a more subtle way at every university. So, you know, I feel for those kids.
Oh, yes.
You say, yeah, you're in the middle of something. But for a kid that knows that next year there is not a spot on this team for him.
No.
And when January 2nd hits, that poor kid has to go find a place right now. And if you're not like an elite player, options for you aren't going to be unlimited.
No.
Nope. A lot of these kids aren't going to end up with scholarships someplace. They're just going to end up either down a level or they're going to end up at school they don't really want to go to because it's the place they can go. So if I'm a third string player and I'm on a playoff team, yes, I want to stick around, but I know I'm not playing in this playoff. And I know that for me, I got 3 years left.
This
I gotta find a landing spot.
No, it's
so
tough.
Just be careful
We're
kneecapping kids that are leaving. So if a kid at Oregon, a kid at Ole Miss, kid at Alabama, whatever, if after next week you're like you're two games away from a national title and we want to rip a kid apart for leaving in the middle of it. Yeah. I remember Bo Prabula did this, the Penn State quarterback.
Kid, yeah, last year.
Yep. Yep.
And in the midst of their title run last year,
right.
Everyone wanted to kill Bo. He knew Drew Aller was coming back and he knew he wasn't gonna play. And Bo was a starting quarterback. And those positions don't hang around. Teams have to make decisions on January 2nd who their starter is going to be.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I got a chance here to probably make $1 million or $750,000 and find a starting spot in the SEC.
And play.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So just that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying the system's great. I'm not saying it's not broken.
The system is messed up because I'm a high school coach and I get calls from parents who are kids that are in college that were told, you have to go now.
Yeah.
After you have a scholarship, now you have to go.
Yeah.
Like, wait, we still have a lease here, an apartment lease.
Yeah. Right.
I still got to pay this.
Yeah.
What, I got to leave now? I go find another school?
It's the middle of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the system is broke.
Yes. But I think at times we all want to point the finger, and some people call me self-righteous and say that I'm defending, you know, bad decisions. There are kids that are abusing the system, that are just out there, and they're not making smart decisions, and they've got, you know, Steve Sarkisian said they're best friends working as their agent. And yes, there's a lot of kids that are misguided. But be careful pointing the finger solely at the kid, because a lot of these kids did not ask for this.
Nope.
A lot of these kids are being forced into the portal, and for some of these kids,
yes, it's true. So
this
true.
Is their only opportunity to make money. Like Diego Pavia seems to me like one of the biggest douches in college football. I don't like the kid. He rubs me wrong. His family rubs me wrong.
This is his moment in the sun.
But this is his moment. He will not play in the NFL. He will not make any money.
No,
and he's going to go into media and podcasting.
And he has a window right now to try to make more money than he ever is going to make in his life, unless again he goes and starts some, you know, podcast or whatever. So can I necessarily fault him for trying to be a big person and lean into this and try to make some money?
Yeah.
So I just think at times it's easy to point fingers at the unlikable character. It's easy to point fingers at whether it's the sleazy coach or the player that seems sleazy, but it's a symptom. It's not the disease.
Yeah.
The disease is what Anthony said. The system is broken.
Yeah.
But
the calendar is broken and the system is broken.
Yep.
And if you fix those two things, maybe it alleviates some of this, but not all of it. It will still exist. But it does make for an unfortunate cloud over the end of the season, should be a lot of fun. Because, you know, we'll get to this coming up and talk about these quarterfinal games. The first round, bit of a dud, right? We got two good games. Bama and Oklahoma was a good game.
Yep.
Miami A&M was a good game. You know, Anthony loved it. It's, you know, nobody could score. It's 3-3, right? That's your kind of football. And then the other two games we knew were going to be bloodbaths and blowouts, and they were. I think it set up a really good quarterfinal. I think we're in two for some really good football this weekend. Let's start talking about some of those games. We'll dive into that next, live on the Fan Sports Network.
This is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl preview show on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, welcome back into the Orange Bowl Preview Show. Andrew Johnson, Anthony Newman, Jason Sakanek hanging out with you. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew, original Irish whiskey. Short segment here. We'll try and get back on the clock for the final hour. Should we all take a moment and laugh at USC for still not being able to tackle? Did you guys say, I went to bed last night, so I didn't see the end of the game. I woke up today. I think Sprague texted me last night. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, look, that's happened to Oregon in an Alamo Bowl. We've been there, done that, baby.
Hey, Lincoln Riley said that the window's open now.
Now.
Here we go.
You're five.
I will admit when I'm wrong, and look, I'm on here 4 hours a day for 20 years, I'm going to say some dumb stuff.
All that did happen.
Yeah. I thought when Lincoln Riley went to USC, I thought that was a...
Everybody did.
I thought it was a game changer. Yeah. I thought Oregon was like, okay, here we go. We finally have some real West Coast... we got some sand and some boots here.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, bite down. Like, you get some lead in your ass. It's about to go.
It happened for 2 years, but it wasn't them. It was Washington, and then Caleb Moore left.
And it is just not... It has just not worked in any shape or form. I don't know how you can look at that at USC and say anything other than that has been an abject failure.
Lost their DC, too. De'Anton Lynn's going to Penn State. He's got to go hire a new DC on top of it.
Yeah. Well, I've said this with USC. Until they play defense, they lost that game because of defense right there. I mean, poor tackling. I mean, come on.
It's the forgotten thing about their dominant teams, too. Like, we always love focusing on Linehart and Carson Palmer and, you know, Reggie Bush.
Both
and, like,
sides
dude, those
ball,
defenses were so good.
Well, Winston Justice and Sam Baker and the Khalil brothers. Yes. And on the other side of the thing, Darnell Bing and Ray Malaluga and Clay Matthews.
Palomalu.
And
just keep going and going.
They had Sean Cody. And they really were an SEC West Coast team, which, again, is what Oregon is trying to build. Yeah. When you look at Oregon, you look at Amari Washington, and you look at Bear Alexander and these sorts, and bigger corners that you're starting to recruit now, and, you know, big rugged tight ends and dominant backs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you're trying to create, and that's what USC should have been doing as opposed to, you know, offense, but Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison and Oregon's best player. And no offense to Dante Moore, if I'm just saying who is Oregon's best player right now, it's Pregnon.
Yep.
He is their best player.
Agreed.
That dude is, as an offensive lineman, I watch that guy and I'm like, holy geez. He is their best player this year.
Mm-hmm.
And watching USC have a horse crap offensive line and say that USC's best O-lineman is Oregon's best player.
Yeah. Not to mention the impact that Bear Alexander had this year, too.
If you're USC, you look at that and you say, why is Oregon where they're at and why we're there?
Yeah,
that's the answer.
Well, you said something too. I think this is off the air, but something on Texas Tech, and we'll get to this a little bit more in the final hour as well. The one area I want to give them a lot of credit, because this will now turn into, when we pretend that nobody else spends money, like Oregon gets this a lot, whenever you get a recruit all money, as if Ohio State and Georgia and Alabama and Notre Dame and Michigan, like Texas, like get out of here, right? But so what Texas Tech, if they win tomorrow, even if they're getting it going into the game, well, they bought their team, they bought their roster. Well, everybody in college football does.
Buying.
But to the point, and I think you said this off the air, Super, like the thing that we need to give Texas Tech credit for, because Oregon does this, and I think they do a remarkable job of identifying talent and the things that fit and the pieces. Like, Texas Tech went out and spent a lot of money. You know who else has spent a lot of money in the portal the last couple of years? Penn State. Florida State. Like, go up and down the list of teams. USC spent a ton of money in the portal, and it doesn't always translate to wins.
It's about how you spend your
money. Yes, and finding the guys that are made of the right stuff, that aren't just, hey, here's my $200,000 check, and I'm done.
USC, to me, you ever spent any time in Miami? We're talking Orange Bowl here. You ever been down to Miami?
Oh, yeah.
Miami is the damnedest place. You will see a $100,000 car in front of a $20,000 house. It's the damnedest thing. And I swear to God, USC is a Miami crappy home.
That was Caleb Williams for
with
two.
A Lamborghini in front of it. Maybe not spend as much on your Lamborghini. Yeah. And maybe work on the house.
How about a foundation? Let's start there. What do we think?
Well, it's funny. Let's go back to when you're talking about, you know, the recruiting and the scouting for transfer portal. College now, you have a scouting department.
Yeah.
And then you have a recruiting department, because you're recruiting guys out of high school. You're scouting guys who are already in college.
You got tape on them against the best competition. Yeah.
And you know you're not going to get those guys for 4 years. You're going to get those guys 1 or 2 years. Where can we plug this guy in? And this guy fits this scheme here. Let's go get him. That's scouting. That's NFL. And then you have recruiting, where you talk to the kids and you talk to the parents. When you go get a guy who's been playing 3 years in college, you're not talking to his parents. You're talking to him, and you're talking about, well, we got some money. Come play here, and you fit in this system.
Yeah.
And there are certain schools
okay, that are doing that well, and Oregon's one of them.
No doubt about it.
Look at the players that they've brought into the portal. And yeah, I mean, not everyone's going to hit.
No.
But the amount of guys that they have brought in the portal, from Bo Nix to Dylan Gabriel to Dante Moore, last time I checked, all those guys, portal guys, all turned out to be pretty good.
Pretty good.
Malik Benson was a scout team guy when they brought him in.
He was
in.
An afterthought. I remember when they signed him, I'm like, who the hell is Malik Benson?
Yeah, and Malik Benson has been enormous. Pregnon has been their best player. Isaiah World and Harkey were both portal guys that have been rock solid for you. They haven't been stars, but they are rock solid tackles.
Jamari Johnson,
you know, they have hit. And Thienemann has been phenomenal for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have just done a really, really nice job. Last year, Derek Harmon came in, and Derek Harmon was a good player at Michigan State. He wasn't that. Who was the nose tackle out of
Caldwell.
Houston? Caldwell. Again, great player for you. They have hit in the portal more times than not. And
the home of Freddie and Harry with Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas. Play, it's KMTT Vancouver, KRSK HD2 Portland, 910 ESPN Portland, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Oh, there we go.
Are we still? I know. But I know just, we need to go, Russ. Yeah. Damn it. Okay. Quit sending me messages. Yeah.
That's not me. They have done a really nice job. Even if they're not stars, they have done a better than most job of when they go and identify someone in the portal, that kid ends up being a key piece to their
It's a big part of it, man. Not just having money to spend. You got to spend it in the right ways and find guys that are made of the right stuff. Both Texas Tech and Oregon have done a great job of that. Let's get to the rest of the slate in the final hour. Starting with tonight's game, we'll get to the Georgia Ole Miss game and the chaos and the circus that's going on behind the scenes there. And then Alabama-Indiana. If we make anything of that, Indiana out their best pass rusher. Bama can't run the football. It's going to rain in L.A. tomorrow. We'll dive into the rest of the games in the quarterfinals. Some final thoughts on Oregon and Texas Tech. One more hour to go next on 105.1 FM The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.